The ECOWAS Mediation and Security Council is proposing the establishment of early warning mechanisms in member countries to detect activities of pirates and terrorists. This has become necessary due to growing activities of pirates in the Gulf of Guinea and terrorist groups such as Boko Haram in Nigeria and Al-Shabaab in Somalia. Speaking at the opening of the 32nd Ordinary Meeting of the Mediation and Security Council in Accra, the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Chairperson of the Council, Hannah Tete, asked member countries to take a crucial look at the draft policy framework to make informed recommendations to the heads of state who are scheduled to meet in Accra on Thursday. A report by Doreen Ampofo and Dorothy Lawson.
The activities of terrorist groups on the African continent have increased over the years. These include recent kidnappings of more than 250 women in northern Nigeria, the Westgate shopping mall shooting in Kenya, and clashes in Mali between the defense and security forces and non-state armed groups. The situation is heightening insecurity on the sub-region and driving away investors. The early warning mechanism is therefore meant to curtail causes of conflicts in ECOWAS member countries. Madam Hannah Tete asked security services in member countries not to see the mechanism as a threat to their traditional roles, but a body to complement their efforts.
ECOWAS has done studies on how to develop an early warning mechanism so that when conflict is in the process of brewing, there would be the apparatus within the various member states to be able to anticipate the signs of that conflict that is beginning to establish so that they can be dealt with before they become full-blown crisis. We also want a system that integrates among the member states. Essentially, you are going to give certain people the responsibility to be tracking certain things. And the way that you set up that institution within your country may involve taking over or doing some activities that your security agencies traditionally consider to be their roles. So they should see this as complementary, not competitive, in order to be able to get the maximum out of it.
The president of the ECOWAS Commission, Kadre Desiree Wadrego, said the security situation in Mali has deteriorated. The commission is therefore calling for reforms in the country's constitution, elections, defense, and security sectors.
The heads of state condemn the resort to violence by the armed groups and restated their commitment to sovereignty and territorial integrity of Mali. They harped on the need for a political solution to the challenges in northern Mali and called on the government of Mali to take full responsibility for and expedite the preparation and conduct of the inclusive Malian dialogue. The head of state and government offered the support of ECOWAS mediation in the process of the inclusive political dialogue.
The outcome of the deliberation will be presented to the heads of state meeting to be conveyed in Accra later this week.
Doreen Ampofo and Dorothy Lawson filed that report.